Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
J.D. Vance, he's in charge of finding fraud while the fraud czar awaits Senate confirmation and announced the administration is going to start by deferring $259 million worth of Medicaid reimbursements to Minnesota.
We've given them 60 days to respond to this. All we need the governor and the administration in Minnesota to do is something quite simple, which is to show that before you give Medicaid funds to somebody, you're taking seriously whether they provided the services that they say that they're providing.
Tim Walz claims this is campaign retribution. Other top Democrats claim it's all political, even though they are not explaining how hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars keep going missing. Officials here who have started eyeballing fraud in Minnesota believe that the investigation there could be a blueprint for the entire country. And the high-end estimate of taxpayer dollars going to criminal enterprises or other kinds of fraud right now, $520 billion.
I gotta admit, Lee, it sounded a little high, the amount of fraud Trump was talking about at this State of the Union.
Mm-hmm. And if we're able to find enough of that fraud, we will actually have a balanced budget overnight. It'll go very quickly. That's the kind of money you're talking about. We'll balance our budget.
That couldn't be true. But then, a couple of things happened yesterday. Senator Eric Schmidt came out of a confirmation hearing for the prosecutors. They're confirming some of which will be going after the fraud. I'll let him tell you the number he heard in that meeting.
Okay, just left a confirmation hearing for the lawyer that's going to be in charge of prosecuting all this fraud that we've seen. It's certainly in Minnesota, I think that's the tip of the iceberg. Could be $1 trillion a year of fraud that's happening in this country. I just think of the guy that's working his tail off, swinging the hammer, driving the truck. He deserves better than that. So I think President Trump outlined a focus on that. Vice President Vance is going to be in charge of it along with the federal prosecutors. We need to prosecute and then also have some tools on the front end to make sure this stuff doesn't happen again.
$1 trillion a year?
A year.
Okay. That would get begin to get us to balancing the budget. Yeah, that would.
That would be a major step if it were at that level and we're actually accomplished that, yes.
There's hints all over the place, Lee, of how big this Leviathan is and this pattern where it seems that Democrat interest groups, voters, are committing the same crimes in the same programs in vastly different cities, from Minneapolis to New York to L.A. Take a listen. This is part of the announcement yesterday. Dr. Mehmet Oz with J.D. Vance. He's going to lead the fraud crusade. Listen to what they say the number one job in New York is now.
New York, where they're the single most... New York, where they're the single most prominent job in New York is a personal care service. Retail is not the top job in New York anymore. And in California, there are more hospices, I believe, in Los Angeles County alone than the rest of the country. So these are aberrancies that are hard for the states sometimes to see, but your first inclination, if you're the vice president and he's running a task force, is to look at those areas and say, how can you ignore that kind of a discrepancy, especially when there's been a massive uptick in some of these services in a short period of time?
All right, let's look at this. Okay, so for New York, number one is now home care. What is that? Well, that's the same story out of California in another article. Let me pull this up. Medi-Cal is now paying out $608 million per month. Dear Lord. For cooking, shopping, cleaning, and laundry services for elderly and disabled low-income California residents, including illegal immigrants. What is this? at their homes, it's mostly paid to their relatives. So you get paid to stay home with mom and take care of her. Now, are illegal immigrants supposed to get? No, that's illegal. But laws don't matter to Democrats. $608 million per month. Remember me reading you this stat, Lee? I'm going to get you to react to this. The program has grown so rapidly that it is now responsible for 41% of job gains in California since January 2019 when Gavin Newsom took off. 41% of job gains is people getting paid by the federal government to stay home, take care of whoever, including illegal immigrants? Well, that's the same thing Dr. Oz just described for New York. Listen to this again. This is, and I'm sorry, there's a double jump here. I recorded it wrong, but listen.
New York, where they're the single most... prominent job in New York is a personal care service. Retail is not the top job in New York anymore.
It's the same program.
No.
That gives you an idea of the fraud, just the scope of it. And it's headline after headline after headline. Almost 20% of all Medicare home health care spending is in one county. 20% of the spending of the entire country is in LA County.
Wow. That.
This is how, after gutting their economies, Democrat areas are surviving. They're putting all the illegals on it. And I keep coming back to that when you're only creating 55,000 jobs a month on average throughout most of the Biden administration, some quarters, no net jobs, you got to keep these people here. You can't put them on welfare. It'd be too obvious. This is what they do.
This is the stuff that really angers me, because I think about what our economy could be like.
Yep.
If we did not have this debt and this giveaway of benefits, which in probably many, if not, well, I will say in many cases, is not actually going to benefit these people. It is going to somebody's back pocket. Just like we've seen in Minnesota, where you have fraudulent daycare centers that are getting millions of dollars to provide child care services where there are no children.
Well, just to give you an idea, those autism centers that these Somalis are just, they get paid to have autistic kids, even though they don't have autistic kids. You can literally get enough money to live on if you say two of your kids are autistic, they'll pay, nobody checks, right? 400 providers in the state of Minnesota, they're now being required by the federal government to go back through licensure. You know how many have applied? Because you have to turn over all of this past information, your clients, the people who work for you, all of that for the first time. Of 400 providers, just six have applied for relicensure.
Well, I was going to say approaching zero, which six out of 400 something is approaching zero.
Yeah. That's about the right number of providers for a state. It was all fraud. That doesn't even count the medical transport services where you get paid for rides and then no one checks if you ever did them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's program after program, but they're defrauding the same programs in Democrat City after Democrat City. And here's Dr. Oz earlier last month.
And they're also stealing their ID, and you're stealing their ability to go to take Medicare benefits, because when you go to hospice, you actually give up your insurance to go into a program designed for your last few months of life. Yet, Rob, many of the people in these hospice centers, they have 100% survival rates. Like, no one dies. They're not dying. They're fakely put on these lists. And so we need to take this stuff serious. I'm gonna ask one big question to the audience. Are you ready? Why would anyone let this happen? I'm hoping you're all wondering that.
$4 billion a year to LA County for hospice care. No one dies. No one dies.
And apparently no one in the mainstream American media has any interest in
this
story.
No, not at all.
If this were going to some defense contractor or, you know, Border Patrol or, you know, some other entity that Democrats hate because they hate American lifestyles— they'd be calling for investigations, but yet there's no interest in this kind of story other than from, conservatives.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
A lot of these hospice care centers where no one dies, see, once they get your number, then you can't get any more Medicare.
Right, right.
Right? So they're stealing from you, basically. They're stealing your Medicare. Most of them are Armenian run. That is a Democrat grievance group, but a big Democrat voter bloc in California. When Oz went out there to investigate and did a video on it, Gavin Newsom, the governor, instead of saying, hey, I'll help you investigate, the signups are at the state level. It's federal dollars, but the signup is at the state level because that's where the offices are. Gavin Newsom filed a civil rights complaint with the federal government against Oz for discrimination against Armenians. And no, he's not investigating. So this gives you an idea of what we're talking about. Now, on top of all of this, this, and I can't play this enough. I've been playing this for months. Remember when Elon Musk went on Joe Rogan like 2 months ago now, and Rogan says, gosh darn shame that Doge is dead. And Musk is like, oh, Doge isn't dead. Still working. Oh, and by the way, here's what we found, that they were literally taking Medicaid funds, which are supposed to pay for health care, loading it on as cash to debit cards and handing them out to illegals.
They were also giving out like debit cards with $10,000. So it's not just about medical care. The Democrats mentioned the medical care because they're trying to prey on people's empathy as much as possible. And then they imagine, oh, wow, somebody has a desperately needed medical procedure. And shouldn't we maybe do, you know, take care of them in that regard? But they, what they do is they divert the Medicaid funds and turn it into a slush fund for the states that goes well beyond emergency medical care. And New York and California would be bankrupt without the massive.
We just won a major victory, though, Lee. Major. I'm going to tell you what it is coming up next that could unravel this whole thing. You know, I get texts a lot. I'm frustrated. Nothing's ever going to happen. Donald Trump's not doing anything. Let him get away with it. He's going as fast as he can. He could not do more or go faster. We found 700 illegals on food stamps. We kicked them off. We found 1.3 million illegally enrolled on Medicaid. We kicked them off. Those were just in the Republican states. We are fighting in court to get the rolls, all of them. Food stamps from Democrats, voter rolls, all of it. He's doing the best that he can, truly. And with no help from the Republicans of any time, kind, and with a lot of them standing in the way. He just won a major victory in court. And you're going to see, as Trump wins more of these victories, the Democrats will get, it's going to be hard to believe, even more hysterical. U.S. Appeals Court just overruled a judge who barred the Trump administration from looking inside IRS data for the, now we know, 9 million illegals illegally given Social Security numbers, including 13,000 known terrorists. In other words, they're on terror watch lists, either ours or the international. 13,000. Dear. Never mind. So a liberal judge said, no, 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 you can't use their IRS data in order to find them, see if they've committed fraud, get them out of the country. You know, that chafes me. This is going to be the hardest tax season I've ever had to go through. It's going to be trauma. Think about this for a minute. According to the Center for Immigration Studies, 61% of illegal immigrants are on at least one form of welfare. Yet, in 1996, Bill Clinton bragged in his State of Union address about having passed the bill that barred illegals from getting any kind of welfare. Wait, it's illegal? Yeah, he signed it. Passed with majorities of Democrats and Republican votes. And then they quietly wrote their internal rules. Those are the operating rules to say, hey, actually, don't worry. Just ignore that. Now give them the welfare. But it's illegal. Think about this. So if I don't go and pay my taxes and my husband's taxes on his business, then what? I go to prison, right? Am I deliberately what? Defraud the United States government? I don't turn over my change. But if they defraud the government and collect my money, they just go on with their lives. In fact, it's become a major source of the economies of Democrat cities, as you saw in the last segment. Think about that. That is Democrats using the federal government as a weapon, just as surely as somebody who puts a gun to your head and says, give me your money at the ATM, uses a gun. I go to prison if I don't pay the fraudsters. Think about that. No Republican survive it. But we just won a major victory. Liberal lunatic judge barred the Trump administration from checking inside the IRS data. Just got overturned by the appeals court. Because of course they can investigate. Think about that for a minute. Well, illegals are special people. So you cannot pursue criminal charges against them when they commit fraud. Oh, but you can send Americans to prison for not paying the bill to the illegals for the fraud. And it's not just illegals. It's the Armenian gangs, the Russian gangs, and all the other Democrat special interest groups. And you literally got AOC sign and Ma'am Dani making videos in Spanish asking illegals to sign up for free daycare. And as Lee pointed out earlier, you know there's federal dollars in there. Those aren't all New York dollars. This is all money. They're literally there breaking the law and nobody cares on their side. But Trump couldn't use that IRS data. Now he can. Why is this such a problem for them? Elon Musk, remember, explained on Fox Business how it works. You show up at the border. They get your information, give you the free phone, taxpayer expense. That's the first breaking of the law because it's taxpayer expense. Then, but Democrats break law all the time. Then 5 months later, they stay in touch with you. They mail you your work papers. After that comes your Social Security number. Isn't that illegal? Uh-huh. But it makes them indistinguishable from us. That is why I keep telling you the premier battle right now is to get the Social Security data and the IRS data and the voter rolls and the food stamp rolls all that the Democrats are refusing to turn over. Here's how it all works.
Immigration gave a work authorization document to illegals just 5 months after they filed for asylum. That document allowed them to work while they waited to hear whether their asylum request had been accepted or denied. So they could work as an illegal, knowing it would take years before their case was heard. The Immigration Department mailed them a Social Security number. No interview, no proof of identity. Just put it in the mail. Here's your number. In 2021, DOGE says 270,000 new aliens were issued Social Security numbers, 590,000 in 2022, 964,000 in 2023, and 2.1 million in 24, right before Biden left office. DOGE also discovered that 1.3 million aliens are now receiving Medicaid. Millions received driver's licenses. Some registered to vote, and DOGE says some actually did vote. Try and square that against Democrat claims that Musk is destroying.
The number now is, we now know, 9 million illegals with Social Security numbers. When he says, oh, they were going to get asylum. No, everybody who comes over the border, 100%, they claim asylum. 93% of them get kicked out. Trump used to make them wait on the other side of the border to have their asylum claim heard. Biden just opened the border and let them in so that they could sign them up to vote. The linchpin to that is being allowed to use that IRS data. We just got it. We just got it. Odds are pretty good because this is a court of appeals. It's a circuit court of appeals. We'll find out in the next week if the Supreme Court declines to hear this, it stands. It's over. Now we got one more thing we got to get. The voter rolls. We must force the Democrats to turn the voter rolls over, and we got these people dead to rights. How can we do that? Pass the SAVE Act. Which John Thune is just very not busy getting done in the Senate. Everything hinges on it, folks. If the dominoes could fall in our way and we could force Thune to pass this, it's going to change the country. It's going to change everything. We might just balance our budget because We could really knock out the fraud. But folks, I want you to say this. Trump is doing everything he can as fast as he can. There is a lawsuit in his way every day for everything that he does. You have to be patient. No one is helping him. I mean, his staff is, but not Republicans in Congress. Not in the Senate anyway. They did in the House. That's the problem.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.